Chapter 15. Friday 1. Introduction to Interviewing. One evening, in August 1996, a publisher called Nigel Newton left his office in London and walked home. He was carrying a pile of papers. In this pile were 50 pages from a book that he needed to read. Newton did not think that he was going to enjoy this book. 8 publishers had already decided that they did not want it. Newton did not read the pages from the book that evening. Instead, he gave them to his 8-year-old daughter, Alice. Alice read the pages. An hour later, she returned from her room. She looked really excited.
"Dad," she said, "this book is really great. It's so much better than anything else I've read."
She did not stop talking about the book. She wanted to finish reading it. For months, she kept asking her father for the rest of the book. In the end, he found it. Because of how his daughter reacted to the book, Newton agreed to publish it. At first, Newton only printed 500 books, so very few people saw it. This book was called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. You know the rest of the story. Today, hundreds of millions of Harry Potter books have been sold around the world. 8 publishers, all experts in children's books, did not want Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. And the 9th, Newton, only printed 500 books. Why did the publishers make such a bad decision? Alice knew immediately that it was so much better than anything else. Alice was not thinking about how successful Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was going to be. She was only interested in the story. The adult publishers tried to guess what children were going to think about the book, but they were wrong. Alice was right, because she was a real child, and her father was smart enough to listen to her. When Nigel Newton showed Alice the pages from Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, he was able to see into the future. The book had been written for children, like Alice. So he had seen how a target customer for the book reacted before he decided to print it. On Friday, you and your team can have the same experience as Nigel. You will watch target customers and see how they react to your ideas before you decide whether you are going to continue with your product. This is important because new products are expensive to make. This is what happens on Friday. One person from your team is the interviewer. They interview 5 of your target customers, 1 at a time. They ask each target customer to try to do a task with the prototype. While the customers are using the prototype, the interviewer asks them questions about what they are thinking during the process. Meanwhile, in a different room, the rest of the team members watch the interview on video and take notes of how the customers react. Sometimes, these interviews are difficult to watch. If your prototype confuses your customers, you will be upset. If customers are not interested in your new ideas, you will be disappointed. However, you will feel really happy when they understand your prototype or choose your solution instead of the others. After 5 interviews, it will be easy for you to see what is happening. Earlier in the week, You chose people to do your test who are similar to your target customer. Because you will be talking to the right people, you can trust what they say. And we are sure that you will learn a lot from just 5 people. Jacob Nielsen is an expert on research with customers. In the 1990s, he worked on how to design websites so that people were able to understand them. During his career, Nielsen has looked at thousands of customer interviews. He began to ask himself, how many interviews do we need so that we can understand what is happening? To answer this question, he focused on 83 of his own projects. He looked at how many problems were found after only 10 interviews, 20 interviews, and so on. The results were surprising. 85% of the problems were found after only 5 people had been interviewed. Usability problems found: 0%, 25%, 50%, 75%, 100%. Number of test users: 0, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. Source: Nielsen Norman Group. We have seen the same thing in our own tests. When we tested with more people, this did not help us to learn more. More tests only created more work for us to do. Nielsen decided that it was best to test only 5 people. And we agree. When we started to interview the 5th person, we found that they said the same things as the people in the first 4 interviews. We have tried testing more than 5 customers, but, like Nielsen, we found that it was not worth it. The number 5 is useful in a different way. You can do 5 one-hour interviews in one day, with time for a short break between each one and a short team discussion at the end. 9 a.m., interview number 1. 10 o'clock, break. 10:30, interview number 2. 11:30, early lunch. 12:30 p.m., interview number 3. 1:30, break. 2 o'clock, interview number 4. 3 o'clock, break. 3:30, interview number 5. 4:30, team discussion. If you organize Friday like this, the whole team can watch the interviews together and discuss them immediately. You do not need to wait for the results. When you interview like this, you can get results in just one day. Also, a one-on-one interview means that you can find out why something does or does not work. It is really important to get this information if you want to make your product better. But this would be impossible if you tried to get information from many people at the same time. When your result is just a lot of numbers, for example, 57% of people said this, but 22% said that, you have to guess what your customers are thinking. But in an interview with one customer, you can just ask them. These interviews are easy to do. You do not need to be an expert interviewer. You just need to be friendly and interested in what people are saying. You also need to be ready to change your opinion because of what the customer is saying. In the next chapter, we will show you how to do interviews.